Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Chai FM. Thanks for joining us. This is the People in Perspective show. We just had another interesting conversation about employment. We've been so often been hearing about unemployment. And my question to Desiree was, well, how does that affect people who have a matric and who are degreed? I mean, do these statistics reflect, is this problem the same for those people? And she seemed to say that it's the bigger structural issue, which is the problem. The economy is not growing at a sufficient rate for there to be enough jobs for the unemployed proportion of the country. She put degreed unemployment at 9% and 10%. But, obviously the mass part of that is people who are unemployed, people without a matric sitting at 39%. That's the big figure that we always hear about in the media. Hopefully we helped you to understand a little bit more about these employment statistics and what they actually mean for us, what's actually happening out there, so that we can, have the right attitude towards getting a job. So next, in the next part of the show, we're going to Brandon Bolnick, who's going to be telling us about some very interesting jobs that he has available in the job market. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for being with us, Brandon. Brandon, apparently you have a couple of roles available. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've got?
Sure. So I run a sales recruitment firm called Celsius, and we specialize specifically in sales roles for international and local businesses. So at the moment, we have quite a number of clients who are looking for remote roles in South Africa, due to obviously the employment arbitrage of the salaries, as well as local companies as well looking for sales roles. So the three main roles that we are looking for right now is sales development representatives, business development managers, and account managers.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the sales development representative role. What's that all about?
Sure. So the sales development representative role, it's more so your cold outreach. So reaching out to potential prospects via cold calling, cold emails, LinkedIn, getting in touch any way possible to basically put that company in the door to set up a discussion for your sales director or your regional director to then close the deal. So your involvement is from the leads generation. So going out and finding these companies who would be prospective clients. In sales, we call it the ICP, your ideal customer profile, and then booking those meetings on behalf of your team.
Right. And, is there a certain amount of number of years experience that you need in order to do the job?
No. So some of my clients are very happy with people who are educated, who have a very strong entrepreneurial mind, happy to learn, happy to listen. And so a lot of those roles can be filled by people who don't have sales experience necessarily. Sales experience, could be preferable, but it's definitely not a game changer. My clients believe in me and my skill set to find, top talent. And if you have the skill set, you're hardworking, you have that knack for speaking to people, the role can become, available.
So, Brandon, I just want to get this right. So these are not roles that you are currently sort of recruiting or selling. They're actually roles at your company or not? Have I got it wrong?
No. So I am a recruitment firm, and these roles are on behalf of my clients.
Right, I got it. Okay. Sales roles normally have a sort of com and basic combination. So in this sense, sales development representative is quite an unusual title. I don't think I've ever, it's like a combination of business development and sales executive. It's quite a new thing for me to see that. It's basically, it's business development and sales. So,
yes, exactly.
And there is, it doesn't seem to be a number of years requirement here. So it's kind of opened. Is there a salary figure to this?
Salary figure, it depends on age, experience. But typically, my clients are happy to pay anywhere between 15,000 and 25,000 a month basic salary. That's right, excluding commission and incentives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And Brandon, so then we just want to move on to, do you have, a business development manager? That seems to be a bit of a bigger role.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What, exactly. Tell me, what's that role all about?
Sure. So that is the next level of the cycle. So the SDR would book the meeting for the business development manager to close.
Yeah.
So that is very much a senior role where you're meeting clients face-to-face on Teams, on Zoom, and you're closing deals.
Mm.
Normally the deals are in the sort of software, fintech, financial service space.
Mm.
And you're closing deals typically in dollar values versus rands values. So you are dealing with very high profile clients, normally Fortune 500 clients or, you know, your top sort of financial firms.
That sounds like a very, very exciting job. So this is a business development role in tech, in the tech space. So you say it's software development, really. Is that what they're selling?
It's a number of things. It's sort of financial services mixed with SaaS, so software service.
Right.
So that's normally the world where I operate in.
Mm.
And these roles are very, very exciting because the tech space, the software space is growing massively.
Mm.
And getting your foot in the door in that space, other industry leaders are looking out for people with that experience.
Mm.
So it's a good stepping stone for someone's career.
Okay, so it's a business development role in software as a service industry. Basically, you said it's in kind of, like SaaS is like financial software.
Exactly.
And so does it, I mean, somebody who's listening, it's a number of years experience, Brandon, how many years experience do they need?
Sure. So this one does require some sort of experience in sales.
Mm.
Or some sort of experience in closing. Typically, my clients would like a minimum of 2 years.
Mm.
More than 2 years is obviously preferable, but 2 years is fine and is adequate.
Mm.
So the role can be, you know, available to a youngster, someone who's maybe finished varsity, got 3-4 years of experience, or someone who is in their 30s, early 40s, someone who's a bit more experienced, has a bit more sort of industry knowledge.
Mm. It sounds like a very versatile role. It sounds exciting. Thanks for bringing it on. Brandon, we're just going to go to a short ad break. We're going to be back shortly.
IFM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 IFM. This is the People in Perspective show. Thank you for joining us. And we've had quite an interesting show this week. We're talking about very specific things in the sort of mental health sphere, and then we were talking about the statistics about employment so that we can help get a better perspective. And then now we've got Brandon on the line who's telling us about some interesting jobs that he's got, and we've heard about a sales development role. If you're kind of a new person, this seems to be the biggest scope in this. You know, if you're just starting out in sales and you want to get a bit of more experience, it seems like this is a sales development rep. The first one Brandon was talking about might be for you. There doesn't seem to be a ceiling in terms of, you know how junior or how senior it could be, but it sounds like it's a sort of entry-level job. And then there's the business development manager role, managerial positions. Generally, they do require you to have some kind of experience. You know, in my experience, it's around 5 years. It is a business development role, and it's got to do with the in the software as a service industry, in the financial space, and that sounds like it's something very interesting. So Brandon, you just to sort of look at the next one, you do have an account manager role as well. Where is that?
Exactly. So that is a South African based role. That is a role where you're dealing with the customer and client relationships. So you're upselling, you're handling relationships, making sure that you're getting the necessary documents, information, you know, from the clients to service them correctly.
So
you're dealing with, you know, all different functions, you know, the ops teams, the finance teams, the sales teams. So you're almost the coordinator between, you know, between the client and the business.
Okay, so it's coordination. You need to have some kind of, you know, like an understanding of what account management means. Generally, in my experience, account management means you have to manage financial aspects. Is there a financial component to this? Do you need to be able to manage money in this?
No, not at all. It's more a client relationship. The new world has very interesting titles. I know you mentioned about SDRs or sales development reps. It's a very new term for the software space. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is that these job descriptions are changing to accommodate the new kinds of work which are actually coming out, depending on where we are in the world at the moment. So just the main deliverables for the account manager, what are they?
So normally it's client satisfaction, so client retention. So normally you would be assessed, let's say, quarterly or semi-annually on how many clients, you know, you're able to retain in the business, as well as potentially upsell. Certain of our clients have businesses that would require the account manager to upsell, and then they would also be entitled to commission on top of their salary.
Fantastic. Great. So those three roles there from Brandon, CEO from Celsius Recruitment, he's given us three amazing roles. If you'd like to get in touch with us for anything that you've heard tonight, it's 0618951019, 0618951019. That's the WhatsApp number that you can reach us on if you'd like to get in touch and talk to us about anything that you've heard. If there's a particular job or there's something that... in the past an hour that we've been talking about the labor law stuff and mental health in the workplace, is it you know, are you interested in understanding more about the statistics and how they affect you in your jobs search? Send us a message, and we'd only be happy to respond. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the firm.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon. Great. So we've had an amazing show. I think it's been, you know, one of those shows where we got very sort of close in on the issue and focused in specifically on what was needed. So for the last hour, we really have gone into very specific things like mental health in the workplace. You know, it's one of those things which just is not going to go away. And COVID and the new world of work is where we are, Brandon, sort of is an indication of that. Your jobs are changing. The law is changing. It's a rapidly changing work environment. So we have to keep on our toes when it comes to this new working environment. So hopefully this show this week has helped you stay on your toes. And every week we'll be helping you navigate this new world of people in the workplace. Thank you for joining us.